154QM radio check.
Radio check, KA2TXJ. Calling for the radio check, KA2TXJ. You're full quiet to the Ingham machine.
4QM, I copy, but you're so what you're saying.
Sorry. I'm receiving the machine pretty well.
Roger that. But yeah, I'm getting about every third word from you. I guess, I don't know. It's just breaking up.
Officer Charlie, station calling for the radio check. I'm getting you loud and clear with no interference whatsoever.
Roger, thank you. I appreciate that. Call sign, who are you?
Golf Sierra Charlie, Patrick and Marietta.
Do that. You're breaking up too. I don't know if it's my antenna or what, but I used to get out pretty good.
You just fine.
2TXJ, any better? And I'm here in the other station, full quieting as well.
That LK Mobile. KO4 8K. Yeah, I'm sure you got a double up for that one.
Okay, Chris.
Scratch on that last signal there. I'm not sure what that was, and I'm going to be scratching for a couple minutes. I'm down at the river bottom here in the Saluda River. And hello, Dave. I heard you. KO4 8K.
Hey, the repeater is a little scratchy today.
Dave, put garbage in to get garbage out, so I mean, it must be what we're putting into it.
Gordon, how you doing, Mr. Dave? And you got a little scratchy. I'm doing good. I'm just going on a heat call right now, trying to fix something, and then I'm heading back home.
I need some heat today.
Doing all week is heat calls, heat calls, heat calls.
I'll let you know that I passed my test, got my universal.
Excellent, excellent. Congratulations.
I'll let you boys have it. K4GSC.
Hey, Patrick. It's Shane, N4ZLK. I haven't heard you in a long time.
Hey, I thought that was you. Yeah, I finally got a job where I can actually talk on the radio occasionally.
Well, there's another Patrick in here, too, KO4HKX. Say hello to him.
Hit the check-in right after him. Big Patrick from Penrose, correct?
Roger that. That's me. And you're in Marietta, if I'm not too badly mistaken.
I'm just right here below the repeater.
Technically on the other side of the mountain from you, because you go up and over the mountain and down, and that's where I'm at.
You say you're Penrose, I'm assuming that's close to Cedar Mountain, correct?
If you know where DuPont State Forest is, I'm at the foot of the mountain right there.
Yeah, I might throw a rock to you from where I'm at, K4GSC.
Side of the mountain from Cedar Mountain on the other side of DuPont, side of 276, not the... Well, now I'm not saying it right. If you're on 276 there at Cedar Mountain, he goes up and over down DuPont and then out on the other side. Sorry about that.
If I'd be on, I guess you'd say on the Caesar's Head side of the mountain.
Cross up here, you get on the Ridge Mountain and Cedar Mountain there. They come together.
Boys, go ahead and take it. I'm just hanging out. K4GSC.
Have a good day, N4ZLK. Still in here, KO4HKX.
Yes, sir, I am here. I'm here with y'all.
It switches from all the AC calls to the heat calls. Does it ever cross, or is it just all of a sudden, and then it's one or the other?
Get a little bit of a low point after the AC season kind of stops, and then all of a sudden the heat calls start. I'm going to one right now, and then I'm going, I got a couple tomorrow, and I got two on Wednesday morning so far. So that'll bring me into Thanksgiving Eve, and hopefully that'll hold me through the weekend.
Off over the holiday weekend?
Oh no. No, I'm cheap. Somebody calls me, I'm going.
Well, I appreciate it. I know I would. If something happened, I'd want somebody to come over.
July 4th. I went out and fixed the unit for a lady.
Well, nice guy you are.
Saying that, it'll go to his head.
That money don't make itself. You gotta make it.
Hey! KB2HXS.
Roger that. That's what I do for a living. I run a tour out for a living, so I'm chasing it all the time.
And when I get started, I'm gonna jump and run every time the phone rings. I don't care. I got kids to feed and bills to pay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't like popping open that bales of money I got, you know. It's going to keep them sealed up for a while. And besides, it's tough to spend Monopoly money. Go ahead, Shane, please. Put a comment in there. Good one.
K4GSC, you live in Marietta. Where are you on 288 off of there or where?
You know, I'm actually in between 288 and 276. If you go to the top of the road where I live, you're looking dead at Table Rock where I'm at.
You're up, but I'm going to have to say 73s. I'm pulling into the house. Patrick, nice to meet you. Shane, have a good evening. Dave, good to talk to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
The reason I ask, we live out behind Aunt Sue's, out that way. Well, I moved out there about 5 years ago, and I'm not sure if I've talked to you since then, but can't believe it's already been 5 years.
I've lived out since a little way. I grew up out here, and we lived in Simpsonville right off Main Street, and it just got too busy and too many people for us, and I decided to come back home. I couldn't take it no more.
And, man, we moved at the right time, too, because it literally just blew up behind us. It was already getting bad, but we lived there off West Georgia in 385, so I was always going down to Simpsonville, you know, the Napa, and did everything downtown there, but it just got too ridiculously crowded.
Kind of a nail in the coffin for me was I had a little run-in with the city. One of the inmates they used for trash pickup broke my garbage can, and I saw him break it, and called the city and tried to have them replace it, and they wanted to charge me almost $240 something dollars for a new trash can, and I decided right then, as soon as I can get out of here, I'm doing. You're going to let somebody that works for you break my property, and then you want to charge me for it? No. I will never live inside of another incorporated municipality ever again. K4GSC.
And we bought an extra trash can because my mother-in-law lived with us for a good while. And, with four kids, we were filling both of them up, or at least more than the one. And they made us pay for another one. So when we moved, I took it with me.
I teach you to do the same thing when I came here, and I just honestly forgot about it. But, that put a sour taste in my mouth. I already didn't like how things were going down there. That's back when they were having so much controversy and corruption going on with the city council and the chief police and everything, so I decided to get out. Dave, jump in there somewhere, K4GSC.
I don't live in a neighborhood like that. I can do what I want. In fact, I'm getting ready to finish up putting my tower up. and put all kinds of power out of my house. And my neighbors are far enough away that I don't care.
Well, it's nice to be able to move out. That's what we did. We were ready to go. We picked a good time to go, too, because it just got way too crowded, and now it's hard to sell in some of those areas. Anyway, I'm glad you're out that way. I'm glad you're back home. It feels like home out there for us, too.
It's tough to take a country boy and, you know, coop him up in that kind of environment. I couldn't stand it. Everything I like to do is up here. I can hunt, I can fish. Like Dave said, I've got antennas up. I do whatever I want in my yard. My neighbors ain't got a thing in the world to say about it. Most of them are pretty nice people and help us out a lot, and we've helped them, so I can't complain. K4GSC.
Yep. I live in a nice little neighborhood. I've got just under 3 acres, and even got streams on my property. So not that I can hunt. I wouldn't hunt on my property anyway. But, heck yeah, I can pretty much, I have the run of the place, and the only person that tells me what to do is my wife. That's about it. Shane?
In the morning in your underwear and get the mail.
I'm too cold right now.
Anyway, well, I'm gonna let you guys go. I'm about at work here. Patrick, is really good to hear you again, and David, was really good to hear you again as well. And I hope you both have a good evening. Hope to talk to you again soon. N4 ZLK 73, guys.
Dave, before you go, well, there's three rivers right here. I love trout fish, perfect for me. And there's a 1,776-acre game preserve just a few miles from the road, so I can do all the hunting I want to do. Plus, my family's got some land right down the road if I chose to do that. So, but anyway, I'll let you fellas go. I believe I'm going to start on dinner here, do a little cooking. K4GSC, 73 Steeds.
All right, Patrick, very good. I'm about where I have to be anyway. I've just got to be turning here and got to get to my customer's house and take care of this problem as best I can. 73 to you. K4KSC, KB2HX, 73, sir.